This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Zhang Huangchia. Missourians are no longer eligible for the Extended Benefit Unemployment Program because the state's unemployment rate has dropped. The program allows people on unemployment to receive benefits after they've used up regular aid from the state and other programs. Missouri's unemployment rate of 7.4% is at the lowest it has been in 38 months and has been declining steadily. Missouri's three-month average total unemployment rate is less than 110% of any other comparable unemployment rate over the past 3 years. This disqualifies Missouri from remaining in the Extended Benefits Program. A new busing system will allow Columbians to get on a bus at the MU Student Center to get to the Columbia Farmers Market every Saturday. Columbia Public Works spokesperson Jill Stedham says this new bus route is funded by a grant from the United States Department of Agriculture.
It was designed to allow people to have appropriate transportation to get to more affordable groceries and other food needs that are served by the farmers market.
Stedham says the ride costs $1.50 per person, and people can also pay with a fast pass. The bus will continue on Saturdays during the summer and serve the farmers market through October. As of last year, the unemployment rate for veterans who served in active duty after the 2001 terrorist attacks was 12.1%. The number is almost 5 percentage points higher than the overall jobless rate. A Missouri program called Show Me Heroes works with businesses and veterans representatives with the Missouri Career Center to create more job opportunities. Whenever a veteran applies with any one of the participating businesses, the employer is required to give him or her an interview. The Southeast Missourian reports that 1,500 veterans have been hired through the program, and more than 1,800 companies have agreed to participate in the program. The City of Columbia Public Works Department has ended the multi-space parking meter 90-day trial early. Public Works Department spokesperson Jill Stedham says the meters, which were installed on 9th Street between Broadway and Locust about 2 months ago, were causing problems.
Some people didn't want to wait in line for paying for their machines. They didn't like having to walk to the two machines to make their payment for their parking spaces. And then we also had problems with it accepting coins and the machines jammed.
Stedham says the department will continue testing the 40 single-space meters that allows credit card, debit card, and cell phone payment on 9th Street until the end of May. For KBIA News, I'm Zhang Huangchia.